Welcome to the Talk Theater in Chicago podcast, your audio source for what's going on in the Chicago theater scene. This is the episode for March 17th, 2008, and on this episode we have an interview with Summer Smart. She'll be talking to Tom Williams about Sweet Charity, playing soon at the Drury Lane Theater. Also, we have Chicago's theater news for you, so get ready, Chicago, and let's talk theater.
This is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's interview podcast. Our guest this week is from a show that will be opening on March 20th at Drury Lane, Oak Brook. The show is Sweet Charity, and the star of the show is Summer Smart. Hello, Summer.
Hi.
Well, tell us about playing Sweet Charity, playing Charity in such a classic show that's been done. You know, it made Gwen Vernon a star, and the film with Shirley MacLaine in 69 was a big hit.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's kind of it was daunting starting in on the process of learning this role, just because it's so humbling following in the footsteps of women like that. It's a role, you know, like none other I've ever played, and it's been a huge challenge, but also because of that, it's just been the most exciting role I've ever taken on, and I'm loving it. I'm loving every second of it.
Yeah, and because of course the key to the whole show is we really have to like you as Charity.
Yeah.
Tell us how you approach that role, and I always got to ask this question: have you ever seen a production of the show, or have you seen the film with Shirley MacLaine?
I have seen the film. I've studied the film quite a bit, and there were a couple of numbers that were done by Gwen Vernon on the Ed Sullivan Show. And those have been posted online, and I've studied those as well. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to see more than that with Gwen, but that's basically been what I've studied in my preparations for this character.
And how did you make her your own, rather than, you know, just doing an imitation of those great performers?
You know, I've gotten very lucky in that I've had a chance to work with Jim Cordy. He's our director, and also Mitzi Hamilton, our choreographer, who worked with Bob Fosse himself and with Gwen. And the two of them together have really helped to kind of pull it out of me, I guess you would say. In shaping the character, it was, like I said, it was daunting, but with their help, and with also just kind of trying to make the character human for me, trying to make her very real and genuine and trying to think like she thinks and step into her shoes, kind of in the process I've gone about in becoming Charity. And I really am falling in love with her. She's a wonderful character.
Oh, she is. She's one of the great characters in Broadway musicals.
She is.
Tell us a little bit for those who have not seen the show. She's this sweet person who just gets in the wrong relationships. Is that kind of her?
You know, essentially, yeah. She's a hopeless romantic and kind of an eternal optimist. I think the main word that would describe her, aside from love, because she is the epitome of love, but also the epitome of hope. I think hope is kind of the word that comes to mind first for me when I think of her, in that, yes, she goes from relationship to relationship, and she tends to see the best in everybody, and so she continually sees these wonderful things in these complete jerks and tends to fall in love with all the wrong guys. But after each heartache and each heartbreak, she picks herself back up and continues to move forward, and I think that's a very relatable trait, the fact that she's quirky and she's flawed and she's damaged, but she has that optimism and she picks herself up and she moves forward and continues to search for something better.
And she certainly has some good dialogue from Neil Simon and some great lyrics from Dorothy Fields.
Yes, she does. It's a pleasure to be able to say those lines and to sing that music every night. I'm thrilled with it.
Yeah, and the Cy Coleman music is real jazzy, real 50s.
Yeah, it's more of a 60s feel, and it's really fun, kind of psychedelic, and it's got a good swing to it. A lot of the numbers have really, really great rhythms, and the ensemble that we have for this show are just remarkable. They're incredible dancers, and it's really an honor to work with them as well, to perform this music with such a dynamic cast.
Yeah, a lot of people might remember some of the numbers like Big Spender. And if they could see me now, I mean, that's a classic anthem.
Yes, if they could see me now. It is, I think that may be my very favorite number to perform. I guess, it'll probably vary night to night, but that one is just a blast. I get to be kind of a clown, and that's something that I've not been able to do in a lot of roles.
Yeah, and I understand that it's a real knockout set.
It is. It's stunning. When you first see it, it just takes you back. It's very psychedelic. It's a great pattern. I'm not going to ruin the surprise for anyone who may want to come see the show, but it will definitely surprise you, and it's remarkable. It's genius.
Well, tell us some of the cast members that are in the show with you.
Some of the cast members. Jim Cordy, our director, had the idea to make all these men that Charity falls in love with. She falls in love with three throughout the course of this particular story. And he chose to cast one person as all those roles. I think, I haven't spoken with him in detail about it, but I think because Charity tends to fall with the same guy, symbolically, fall in love with the same guy over and over. And he cast Nick Foster as the man who plays Charlie and Victoria Vidal and Oscar, who is probably the love interest that everyone remembers the most from the show.
Nick is a top player in Chicago. Yeah, he's a young guy who's really come a long way.
He is just amazing. He's amazing. And we've had a really good fortune in that we have a wonderful chemistry together. He's just become one of my dearest friends in the last couple of weeks. And he does a really amazing job. His voice alone is just, it just melts you. It's a beautiful voice. And his acting is very sincere and very genuine.
Terrific.
And some of the other people, it's hard to say. The girls that play Helene and Nikki, who are Charity's best friend, they are just remarkable as well. And the cast that Jim has brought together, it's just a real pleasure.
Yeah, when I saw the original press release, when I saw the cast list with Jim Cordy directing, I said, "Boy, this got to be a special show."
Yeah. Jim is he's a genius. He's wonderful to work with, and I feel it's a real honor. I'm fairly new to the Chicago scene, but from the second I stepped onto the soil, I heard of Jim Cordy and feel very blessed to be working with him.
Yeah, and he's got quite a track record. So
yes.
The show is at Drury Lane, Oakbrook, and you guys do Wednesday and Thursday matinees, right, at 1:30, and then you do Thursday night, Friday, and two on Saturday and two on Sunday. So they have plenty of time to come out and see the shows.
Yes, and please do come out and see it.
Well, and for the low ticket price that you guys have, you're getting a show that's equivalent to some of the big downtown shows at twice the money.
Yeah, I think so. I've definitely never worked quite this hard, so I promise that we'll give you a great show if you come out and see it.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's go a little bit into your background. From what my research shows, that you're a Brigham Young graduate. Is that correct?
I am. I went to Brigham Young University in Utah and graduated in their music, dance, theater program. Got a BFA in that in 2005, and it's a wonderful experience, a good program.
And that, which I didn't even know, that's quite a stretch from a girl from Utah. Then you hit some of the big-time shows, because you've been most recently in Wicked. Is that correct?
Yes, I played Nessa Rose, the Wicked Witch of the East, in Wicked in Chicago. Did that for about 10 months and loved it. It was a wonderful experience. And so I feel very blessed that I was able to jump right into a show like that. That was a real blessing, and I've learned a lot.
I can
learned
imagine.
A lot from that.
Is the reaction, is the buzz still real strong on Wicked each night?
I think so. Our audiences were always remarkable, and the cast that they've got in there right now is just, they're just amazing. I think it's still going strong. It's one of those shows that you can continue to go back to over and over and enjoy it each time, I think.
Okay, and some of the other shows that you were in, Snow White, and you were in Beauty and the Beast, from what I understand.
Yes, I did. I played Belle in Beauty and the Beast at a regional theater in Southern Utah. A great role, loved that. And then played Snow White in a little musical they did out in Disneyland in California, called Snow White, an Enchanted Musical. And that was a wonderful experience as well. Working with Disney was a great experience. But as I said, playing these princesses, I've loved playing princesses, but they're kind of a far stretch for charity. So this has been a real challenge and a real pleasure.
It's a real, yeah, it's got to be a stretch for you.
Yeah,
that is so cool. So you went to Brigham Young and then just started, like a lot of kids right out of college, started auditioning, and boy, it didn't take you long to land some of the big roles, did it?
Well, you know, like I said, I feel very fortunate to have gotten right into Lincoln and to be jumping into the Chicago scene. This is an incredible city for theater. And just very grateful I'm here. My husband is the one who brought us out to the Midwest. He's in medical school in Milwaukee. And so I owe him the opportunity I had to come out to the Midwest primarily, and I'm very, very grateful that we're here.
Well, that's a nice arrangement with your husband being a doctor.
Yes.
That gives you the opportunity to not worry about paying the bills in between shows.
Yeah. Well, right now we're still in medical school, so... So we got another, maybe 8 years until we can stop worrying. But, you know, we're loving it. We're living each day and just taking it as it comes.
Yeah, that's got to be great. Tell us some of the goals you have for the future, some of the roles you'd love to play.
You know, ever since I was a little girl, and this is kind of a strange role, I suppose, for a little girl to love, but I've always wanted to play Aldonza in Man of La Mancha. It's just a show that has always moved me. And it's a role I'd love to play. And I think a lot of people might consider that a stretch for me as well. We'll see if I can convince some theaters somewhere to take a chance with me.
Did you see the production at Court Theater last year?
I was not able to, but I've heard great things about it.
It was phenomenal. But yeah. that's a terrific role. What about non-musicals? Do you have interest in, you know, doing any of the classics or Shakespeare?
Absolutely do. My resume primarily consists of musicals, so it would really take a director who had a lot of faith in a musical theater girl to give her a straight role, or especially something in Shakespeare. But yes, I'm absolutely open to that. I would love to learn more about it and to really dive into that area of the business.
Well,
absolutely.
You know, if you stay around Chicago, that's probably a good way to go, because as I'm sure you've discovered, that the actors who are working pretty much 12 months out of the year, those that'll go from a musical to Shakespeare to classics to a comedy back to the musical. Sometimes they're the stars, sometimes they're the ensemble.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I'd love to do that. It's great to be a working actor, and I'd love to continue to dive into all the different areas.
Okay. What after the run of Sweet Charity, do you have any shows lined up?
You know, I don't right now. Hint, hint.
Oh, hint, hint. Okay.
I don't. I'm going to continue to audition and see what else presents itself. I would love to jump right into something else.
Well, from what I've heard, that you're a marvelous charity. I have my spies out there too. And everyone was telling me, man, you can't miss this. He says this just show is really terrific. And of course, Sweet Charity is your show. I mean, you're pretty much on stage the entire show, aren't you?
I am. I really am on stage more than I've ever been in any other show. And, you know, it's a dream. It's wonderful.
And what is the reaction? By this point, you've done a couple of previews, haven't you?
We have. We did our first two previews yesterday and had our first couple of audiences. And, you know, there's still kinks to work out, and there's always things to be working on.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the response was good. We had some great audiences, and it was fun to finally have the audience reaction after working in rehearsals without it.
Yeah, how long has the rehearsal process been for this show?
You know, we've essentially been rehearsing for about 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
A little over 2 weeks, yeah. It was quick to put up a show like this, just because Bob Fosse's choreography is so specific. And so to get the choreography and the music and all the scenes exactly how they should be, particularly because Jim Cordy is very detailed in his work, which I love. But to get it all just right has been a quick process, very quick. 2 weeks is
a lot of people do not realize that they put up the regional theater musicals like Drury Lane and Marriott and some of those have usually only 2 weeks rehearsal, because the shows go back to back and people are committed. You know, they're finishing one show and going into another, and it's amazing the quality that you guys put out show after show with only a 2 week rehearsal period.
Yeah, you know, this theater is just, they run it beautifully and they take care of their people, and we work hard, and when you do that, hopefully good things happen. So
I can imagine what are the, like, 8-9 hour day rehearsals?
Yeah, about that. And then when it comes to Tech Week, which has been the beginning of this last week, they do what they call 12 days, where you're working 12 hours out of the day and late into the night. And we don't work half as hard as the technical crew. And they're just, our staff and our crew are wonderful as well. So lots of hours, but it's worth it.
Yeah, it does, with the kind of shows you put up. Well, playing to this kind of an audience is going to be different because it's basically a subscription audience. I think Kyle DeSantis told me they have over 24,000 subscribers. So you're going to be playing for a veteran audience of people who really know their musicals.
I know. It's a little daunting, but hopefully we'll be able to entertain them.
Well, the material is terrific. I've always liked this show. And we can't wait till we see you in this show because, again, like I said, my spies are telling me, it says, man, this girl is amazing. So I'm not building your expectations up too high, but but I know this, if you were cast in Wicked and you did 10 months in Wicked, we know that you have the ability because one of the keys to keeping that show going as long as it was is the quality control. They just cast terrific people in it.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, and I'm hoping to give this character all she deserves.
Well, if you may, do we like her? Do we really care about her?
You know, I certainly do, and I hope that I help the audience too as well. I think by the end you'll really care about Charity. Yes.
Well, then that makes the show go. And what about the dance? You obviously have a dance background to even be cast in this show, but have you learned some new things in the doing Fosse's choreography?
Oh heavens, yes! When we came into rehearsal the very first day, Jim Cordy sat us down and said, basically, you're going into Bob Fosse boot camp. And he wasn't lying. I couldn't move the first few days, especially coming from a role where I was sitting in a wheelchair for 10 months and jumping right back into the dancing. It was a very big contrast. But and also, it's the first Fosse show I've ever done, so the choreography is very different. It's the kind of choreography I've always wanted to learn, and to be able to learn from Mitzi Hamilton and Jim Cordy was...
It's a lot of arm and head movements, too, right, besides the feet.
Yes, yes. And a lot of his movement is very very contained. That's what Hamidzi describes it. It's very contained. It's full of energy, but it's a lot of it is very small and contained and isolated. And that makes it twice as hard, almost, as if you were doing something that's, you know, very out there and spread out. When it's contained energy, it takes a lot.
Yeah, it's a great experience as a young performer to do a Fosse show because you'll never forget. That's what everyone tells me who's been in a Fosse show. You never forget Fosse choreography. It's kind of like riding a bicycle. They said, once you start doing the movements, you're right back into it.
Exactly. As Jim says, it's a long time to get it into your body because it's quirky and it's strange. But once it's set in your body, it stays there.
So obviously you are in awe of Jim Cordy and, Mitzi Hamilton has been around too. She's top. So the show comes from a good pedigree, and I'm sure you guys are going to bring a terrific amount of energy to it.
Yes, yes, we will. I can promise you that.
What would you say is your best moment in the show? The one that really makes it all come together for you.
You know, my best moment. You know, in rehearsals and in previews yesterday, it's kind of varied as far as my favorite moment or the best moment. But I guess for me, the ending, it's an ending that a lot of people, it's a little controversial. A lot of people really hate the ending. But I think for me, if it were your traditional kind of musical theater, let's have a wedding kind of ending, it wouldn't have the same kind of effect that it does in this.
I agree. Don't give it away, but because I do know what you mean. And yeah, and I think it works. And there's always a little bit of conversation when you're leaving the theater after the ending.
Yeah, I think it is. It's a conversation starter, and it makes people think. And that's the goal, is to make people feel something and to move people in some way.
Yeah, now see, I thought it was brave to do that. And again, it's how you sell it at the end that it's going to make a big difference, too.
Exactly, and I'm hoping to do that as genuinely and as honestly as I can because, you know, I really feel like unless that moment is honest, it's not going to sell. So that's my goal. And when it is honest, it does feel magic.
Yeah, well, you've got to be proud of the show, and it sounds like you're really, really psyched up for it.
I am. I'm loving it. Like I said, this is the best role of my life so far, and I'm determined to enjoy every second of it.
So let me give a little plug for the show. It's Drury Lane Oakbrook. It's Sweet Charity, and it's going to run through May 18th. And that's got to be a lot of fun for you. And like I said, getting out of the wheelchair certainly makes a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. To get on my feet again and move is wonderful.
Yeah. Well, we can't wait for it. And Summer, thank you so much. And we wish you the best. And I'm sure this is the first of many of the roles that you're going to be doing here in Chicago. And I'm glad you're enjoying this town, because there's a lot going on here, and we need some fresh blood.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I certainly have to continue to work here.
Well, and folks, thank you for listening, and go see a play this week.
Hello, Chicago, and welcome to the Talk Theater in Chicago News podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of March 17th, 2008. Northlight Theater continues its record-setting 33rd season with the world premiere of Better Late. The production, featuring Chicago favorites John Mahoney and Mike Nussbaum, is directed by Northlight's infamous B.J. Jones, and will be running from this March 28th through May 11th at the Northlight Theater. This world premiere production was commissioned specifically by Northlight and reunites playwright Craig Wright with actors Mike Nussbaum and Steve Kay. The show also welcomes John Mahoney and Linda Kimbrough to the cast. As Better Late opens, Julian is forced to move in with his ex-wife and her new husband as the comedy spirals further and further out of control. As the laughter builds, the question becomes, how long will Julian have to stay? This is a not-to-be-missed new comedy. Tickets for Better Late are available online at northlight.org. Again, that's northlight.org. Or you can, of course, get the tickets at the Northlight Theater box office in Skokie. And, of course, you can always find out more information at Theater in Chicago's Coming Soon section. The People's Theater of Chicago announces a unique collaboration with Season of Concern to present a special two-night concert reading of the Tony Award-winning play Torch Song Trilogy. The performances are May 5th and 6th at 7 o'clock at the Leather Archives and Museum. A suggested donation will go to help the fundraising efforts of the charity Season of Concern. Torch Song Trilogy consists of three individual plays: The International Stud, Fugue in a Nursery, and Widows and Children First. All three are combined into one hilarious, heart-tugging, and provocative evening of theater. The Chicago production of Torch Song Trilogy draws on the talents of an A-list cast. Madrid St. Angelo, Steven Rader, and Renee Matthews are set to star. Season of Concern is a fundraising effort providing compassionate care to those in our community who are experiencing the effects of HIV and AIDS. Reservations for Torch Song Trilogy may be made by calling Season of Concern at 312-332-0518. Again, that's 312-332-0518. Or for more information on the show in total, click on over to Theater in Chicago's Theater News section. Joe Stead serves up another exclusive interview for Theater in Chicago. This time he focuses on the Bohemian Theater Ensemble and their upcoming production of M. Butterfly with David Ree. To read this special interview, click on over to Theater in Chicago's Theater News section. Thank you for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago News podcast. Remember, you can find us here every Monday with more news ready for you to enjoy. So until next Monday, that is the theater news from Talk Theater in Chicago, and I'm your host, Dustin Moat. Thank you for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago podcast. I would like to thank Summer Smart for giving us the honor of interviewing her this week. I would also like to thank Tom Williams and Mark Meyer. Without them, this podcast would not be possible. And also, I would like to thank you, our listening audience. Remember, we are here every Monday with a new episode ready for your listening pleasure. So, until next Monday, I'm your host, Dustin Moat, reminding you, Chicago, to keep talking theater.